Morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to our October the 16th meeting. I'm determined we do have a quorum. The judge is out, and it looks like Laddie's going to be out today. If you would, please call, and please stand with me to say the pledge. And Mr. Deaton, would you like to say the prayer? Thank you, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In honor of the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas,
one state, under God, one and indivisible.
As we come before you this morning, we thank you for your many blessings and benefits. We thank you for this great weather that we're having. What a wonderful change it is. And we thank you for this nation. And we thank you for the answers that are along the horizon for our nation. And we ask you, Lord, that for this session of Commissioners Court, that you will guide us and direct us in all facets of the activity that takes place, and that it will be pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Deaton.
Is any public comments? Oh, excuse me.
Mr. Wood.
Mayor Wood, we are on number four, public comments.
Thank you, Judge. I appreciate it. We have an item on the agenda today, number 17, to discuss some engineering drawings. Very good ones, I might say. But as I got involved in this, I went to Dawn, or to Dawn's office, and asked what would be the filing fee for these engineering records. And I got the deer in headlights look from all of them over there. One of the problems I think we have as a county is that all of our asset drawings are not, our engineering drawings, are not being recorded any place in particular. For instance, I challenge you all to find a set of drawings for the shelter here, or the innovation building, or any of the jail, or anything like that. When Commissioner Natuno and I were looking at some of the roof repairs, it was very difficult to even find the original drawings on the jail. And we do have a lot of subdivisions coming in, and there's no place to put the engineering drawings. We record the plat and do a pretty good job of that. But the engineering and the specifications behind them don't generally get recorded. Commissioner Natuno and I talked about it a little bit, and he's of the opinion that if it's in his records for the council, his packages, that it's recorded. And Dawn can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that's true. The fact that the document exists would be recorded, but not the documents themselves. It might be wise to think about how we should do this, whether it should be part of a permitting process or part of the county records, the permanent records. But what should we do with our assets? And it's a question for the morning. It's not any kind of action you need to take. But in my opinion, the best record keeper in the county right by you.
That's right.
But maybe we have to have some adjustment in the subdivision fees or some other method for the asset fees or permits for county assets to be recorded. But anyway, to your consideration, and I thank you.
All right. Thank you,
Mayor.
So when you file the Commissioner's Court's minutes, do you not file all the backup with it?
So the way that Commissioner's Court
paperwork and everything is done, it's not, when you say recorded, that means it's been stamped.
Right.
And they don't get stamped. We have them, and you can go into the book room, and you can, they're scanned into the system.
Right, right. I thought they were.
And then I have the paper copies that are put in folders, but other
so
than that,
filed.
They're filed, but not they're recorded.
Just not for the deed record.
Correct.
Yeah, this came up because we just recently started getting all these documents. We've never, before the last couple of years, have ever requested these. And
right.
So it's kind of something new. We just never adopted a way to handle it.
Yep.
And that's what Mr. Wood and I talked about a couple of weeks ago. And like the Innovation Center he brought up, we've got the construction drawings, but they're not filed with your office. They're with the permit office, and everybody up here has got a copy of them.
Mm-hmm.
But like this today, this is actually what started driving it, was what we got on the agenda today with the construction drawings
right.
for the subdivisions. So going forward, that's where we need to know where you want to house it.
And if I may, on major assets like the Innovation Center, you will have as-built drawings. To this day, I'm not sure who has that right now. O&M manuals, submittal data, and stuff like that don't get recorded, and they should. But anyway, that can be pretty voluminous. In the case of the Innovation Center, we may be talking 500 or 600 pages of documents.
Oh, it's more than that.
Perhaps even more than that. So it's a voluminous problem. I'm not sure that it's best for county records, but we need to consider some sort of infrastructure to do that.
Yep.
All right.
Do you have a place to put them in?
Put our thinking caps on, right?
Do you have a place to keep them in?
No.
That's why we need to move.
So you need the as-built, really. You don't need the before documents. You need the as-built. As it's built.
Sure, it changes.
The contractor changes stuff on the plans with a pen or pencil, notes, right. And that should stay in the building for maintenance. It ought to stay in this mechanical room up front. When there's an emergency, somebody can get it out and go through it and find out what they need.
Well, far as I don't know if you want to leave it in here, you might want to leave it with the maintenance department, but your as-bills don't come out until the job is completely finished.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they don't actually change all the drawings. They'll just lead pencil it or red line it until it's completed, and then they'll give you the total set of as-bills with all the changes. And those are what need to be archived in a certain central location.
Right.
Do you got a spot to put them?
No.
We're going to have to do some thinking on that.
Uh-huh.
I got to get out of here.
Any more public comment?
No.
Any number five, announcements and possible discussions of items of public or community interest in which no action will be taken. I know of any, none. Is anybody else? Anybody in the audience have anything?
Jail's almost there.
Yeah, early voting started. We had an election person here a while ago. Where'd she go? She left.
The jail's almost finished.
Yeah, the jail roof will be finished Friday.
Okay.
The ballpark concession stand is almost finished.
Good. Right in time for baseball, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, item number 10, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to award the bids for the projects on the buyout demolition. Since Judge Faulkner here from Grant Works.
I don't see my name.
I thought they were supposed to come today. We passed on this last court because we were wanting recommendations from the Grant Works. This is just a copy of the bids that we received and opened last court. Do y'all want to table it again?
Yes.
Until Grant Works can.
Yeah.
table 10, item 10 until next court, or until Grant Works can give us a recommendation. Move to item number 11, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the work-based learning agreement between Santa Ana County Office of Emergency Management and the Workforce Solutions DP's Texas contractor. Mr. Justice?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, for back in 2018, I brought the first work-based learning agreement to you all from Workforce Solutions, whereby the government provides people to work. Actually, you provide people to work and they will pay them. Earlier this year, the grants, the grants for all the departments of the government were signed off by the judge. But what you're looking at today is the National Dislocated Worker Grant. This one, on the back, it has the job description for individuals that would be under that. So at Workforce Solutions, what we do is screen and scan and find the people that would be able to come in any event that there's a disaster or that these individuals are needed. So this grant, well, actually, that Workforce has been waiting for a couple of months to get this signed off on. So as you know, we're in the middle of hurricane season, different things are happening. So we need to get that approved so that San Jacinto County will be able to receive some of these individuals coming up. Again, it's based upon the grant. We will provide people or search for people, even if there are people in San Jacinto County that you all know that would fit the criteria for those job descriptions. Then Workforce Solutions would help to get those people in place. This grant would pay for them. And what you would have to do is commit to training them and getting them to do the work, complete a weekly survey on if they are doing the necessary skills, if they're following instructions, they're being on time, things like that. When it's over, if there's a position open in the county, then whoever was a supervisor, they would be the person that they could put as a reference to say how well this person did as far as the job is concerned. So I'm here today to ask for your approval on that contract that you have before you.
So do we have anybody on the job program today as we speak?
No, we have people in place, so in the main office is in Livingston, and so what we do is if there are people that are looking for jobs or that have already been dislocated but have a skill set like that, once that grant is approved, then we can start running matches, and what we would do first is look at the people that are in San Jacinto County, and then we would look at whatever, so this is for the Office of Emergency Management, so then we would send them over to, say, the judge or to Michelle or whoever's there, for them to interview and get them involved.
We just need approval for the emergency management office.
I'll make that motion.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Mars and a second by Commissioner Brandon. Any more comments or questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Thank you, Ms. Barber.
It passes 3-0. Do you have original? Are you going to select Judge Shaw?
I gave it to Tracy.
Tracy, was it?
All right, we'll move to number 12. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve for Christmas on the Square Saturday, December the 14th, 2024.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. We're with the Cold Spring Chamber of Commerce. We are asking for approval to host our 42nd annual Christmas on the Square. We've already communicated and coordinated with the city of Cold Spring to host this event with their approval. And we're just asking for your approval today as well.
I'll second.
Have a
42 years, right?
Motion by Commissioner Brandon, a second by Commissioner Marr. All those in favor of letting them have Christmas on the Square?
Aye.
Aye.
Y'all do a good job at it, too. Thank y'all.
Passes 3-0. That was pretty simple.
It's on. Can y'all hear me?
No, they ain't got it on, I guess. Hey, how many of them agendas? We ain't doing that. You want to walk into them?
Item 13, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the fifth contract renewal participation entity service agreement for the statewide automated victims notification service savings for contract number 2022344900-485-01 beginning on September 1, 2024 and ends August 31st, 2025. Ms. Ainsworth?
This is a grant that's done through the fund. It's done every year, and it's a notification grant, and we get reimbursed. It's a small grant. It pays for the whole bill. So.
I'll make that motion.
And I have an original if you want that.
Got a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Brandon. To approve the contract renewal.
We do it every year.
Comments or questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Passes. 3-0. Are you going to keep up with it?
Mm-hmm.
You don't worry about her, buddy. She's faster than all of us up here doing that.
Number 14, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the request for an extension department agricultural extension credit card for the amount of $2,500.
Now, is this for her to buy fuel and stuff with, or
no,
what?
This is just for her to help make reservations for her hotel reservations and travel.
I'll make that motion. You have to have a credit card to get in any kind of motel.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second that.
Got a motion by Commissioner Mars and a second by Commissioner Brandon to approve the credit card for the extension office. Any more comments or questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Passes 3-0. Number 15, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve invoices over $500 for the Sheriff's Department.
Okay, I got a question on that, Ms. Margie.
Yes.
So how are we going to do that?
Well, we haven't paid these yet.
No, but how are we going to do that if we pass this moving forward? Because they burn that much in fuel every couple of hours.
But I have thought about fuel as a necessity, like a utility. Fuel is one of those things that you all have to purchase. Commissioner Brandon even asked me on that, because you can't get fuel delivered for $500.
Or even approving some of these $3,000 and $4,000 breakdowns. These breakdown on these cars, motors, transmissions, I mean, so how are we going to do that? That's my concern.
Well,
I know it's a lame duck law, I get that. Mm-hmm. But so how do we do it? So basically we're going to put them under a microscope? Mm-hmm. I mean.
It just basically says that anything over $500 has to be put through court.
I agree.
Yes.
I know it's a lame duck law.
Yeah.
I understand that, but I'm just asking how are you or we or him or me?
So
how are we going to do it?
When I read it, I'm thinking you're wanting none of us approved right now for anything that comes to you over $500. Is that not what you're asking?
Is that the kind of way I read it? That y'all have set before us that we have to bring before court for y'all's approval.
Yeah.
So these are items. $500 that I am asking for your approval to pay.
Just these items, not just everything these. In the picture.
Right.
It's the way
that's
you could read into it.
Yeah, you can read it either way.
Yes.
And that's what we're, I'm just curious how we're going to do it.
Yes.
That's, I know what law is under, because I get that. But I'm just curious how we're going to micromanage an office like that.
Well, everything comes in, you know, that anything over $500 comes to me, and I have to bring it before you before we pay.
Okay.
So y'all are aware of it.
So you're asking for these particular bills right here today. This is what you're asking
yes.
for.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
50203 for Freddy's Auto Repair, which is the windshield, and then this Klamath. 13,417.89.
Yes.
Cool. Explain us what that is.
Kind of
that Quantum is on the next one. That is a contract that they had went out for their IT service.
Well, let's move to that one first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna table 15. We're gonna move to 16. Consideration, discussion, possible to approve the Quantum IT Group MSP proposal with the SJC Sheriff's Office.
And I was hoping somebody from the Sheriff's Office besides
Robbie. Yeah, I've got a big question on that.
Chief is on his way.
Because this Quantum contract that they signed off on didn't come before court. I just happened to get a copy of it. It did not come before court. And I put with this, y'all should have got a copy of that report that we did
out. Report, but I've got a copy of the bill.
I got a copy of the bills.
Did you get a copy of the report? It should have been in your agenda files.
First, I found that.
You got it, Ben?
I actually think it's probably something.
I'm sorry.
It's actually something I think we need to discuss.
But it started out as a $4,500 reoccurring bill that metastasized to what you have before you, a $13,000 bill that went from 30 computers to 77 computers that also was purchased through this Quantum, that all this IT work was done. And the report, $126,542.38 is what we paid this past year in this Quantum contract. So my thing is, it automatically...
It's not bid.
Mm. Yeah, it's not bid.
That's what we need to...
It's not bid. It also renewed 60 days after the 19th of September. So we've got a short period of time before this thing would automatically renew that was not approved by court in the first place. So my thing is it shouldn't have been done, and it needs to go out for bid for this amount of money.
It has to.
Yes.
It don't need to. It's got to.
Yes.
Well, y'all want to wait on King to come?
Who?
King, did you say King was on his way?
I want to wait and go into executive session.
Sir?
Executive session.
Did y'all see that report that I...
It's
in there?
Donnie, 24 foot.
Oh, okay. It won't hold it.
If you need to see it,
it's called DP.
No, it's just not colored like that.
Oh, DP.
He just showed up. Mm.
So
DP.
I think we're going to wait till King.
DP.
Turn that air conditioner on. Off.
Well, let's move and take care of some more business while we're waiting on him. We'll move to 17. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve parks. The acceptance of Capital Creek Ranch construction plans for water distribution, storm drains, and street paving. Mr. Brandon?
This is what we were talking about earlier with the plans. I believe everybody got the tree. Commissioner. And this is just, we've already approved their road, your road bond, and everything else. This is just the drawing that's coming. It'll be part of the package and manual and description of the warranties for the road, the deed, from the engineering company. Mayor Wood and I have looked over and talked to them. They've done their H&H and everything else. So we just have to accept the construction drawing approval.
So he's good to go with it?
He's good to go with it.
Is this what you're using?
Sir?
Yeah,
that's the guidelines they're using, TxDOT, Harris County.
That's what they're using, the Harris County one?
Yeah.
Because they meet TxDOT standards.
Yeah.
So when you file this commissioner court that we pass this, will this be in commissioner's court file?
It would be if I had it.
Oh, you don't have, well, I agree with you.
I don't have any of that.
I agree with you right quick.
Yeah, she'll get a copy of it. Once we approve it, that goes into her hand.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
I'll second that.
A motion by Commissioner Brandon and a second by Commissioner Mars to approve the plans from Shepherd Creek Ranch Section 1. Any comments or questions?
David, are you going to give her a copy of it?
I'll give her mine right now.
That way she'll have it. We'll get ours from David. Another from David.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 3-0. Number 18, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve to spend up to $4,000 on code mix from Waller County Asphalt for Precinct 3. Mr. Brandon?
That's the lame duck law David has to get approved.
Yeah.
The same thing as the sheriff's law.
Yeah.
Or anybody that's elected official that loses.
So just for the audience, that's two loads, right?
That's two loads. This lasts the rest of the year. Yeah.
I'll make that motion because they don't have it. His guys can't work.
I'll second it. Unless he already did it. Motion by Commissioner Morgan, second by myself, to approve the $4,000 for Colfax Precinct 3 purchase. More comments or questions?19. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the sale of 5.4415 acre tract. This is 1 inch and 60-foot easement, track 2. I guess it's track 1, 60-foot easement, and track 2, see attached. Film survey file. Am I saying that right? How do you say that last name, Jackson?
Flynn.
So I guess I was a little confused, and I talked to the mayor and I talked to Jackson about this. Why we didn't just do a variance on this? Because this is all we're doing is granting a variance. But I guess they wanted a little more documented. The court's approved.
Yeah, I talked with the commissioner last night on this, and that's exactly what it was. We're in the future, so it'd be documented. That's what you're going here is. Because he was going at it as a variance and just wanted to get in the record.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to clear up. It says consideration, discuss, and if possible to approve the sale of 5.4415 acres. We are not selling anything. The county's not selling anything,
no.
It's just how it's worded. We're just approving the division of the land. We're not giving permission for anybody to buy anything.
No, purchase anything.
It's just basically a plat. And that's why I was confused. So, with that said, I see a 5-foot drainage easement, I see a 60-foot easement out to Camilla Lake Road.
It all looks good.
It does. Meet all the standards for variance. I'm going to get money.
Sir?
I'm going to get
motion. I'll second it.
Motion by Commissioner Brandon, and second by Commissioner Mars to approve the division of the 5.4415 acre tract. Any more comments or questions? All in favor say aye.
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 So is everybody going to sign it?
Thank you.
Jackson, how many of these you want signed? Do you need a copy signed?
He's going to need one to take to my office to get it recorded.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it has to be recorded.
That's what she's telling right now.
So where do you want me to sign?
The judge.
There's one.
Judge.
How many do you have?
I just have one.
You just have one?
One's fine, because we're going to have to shrink it and then record it into public record. So what is today? 16th, right? 16th day of October 2024.
They're going to be long. So should I call that another paper?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Because I didn't see it.
And then you'll take this to my office and tell them it needs to be recorded in public records.
Yes, ma'am.
Item number 20, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the county LHMPP hazard mitigation necessary action. I believe we have Ms. Langford here, and you've got somebody with you, huh?
I do.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, commissioners. I'd like to introduce you to Jerry Conrado with our company. She is our director of planning. She's going to talk to you about the LHMPP program, and then I will do the next two after that.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to come today to give you a quick update and recap on the LHMPP plan. And I'll start off with the very best news. We're on track to submit it to FEMA by the end of the year for approval. As you know, with any planning community engagement piece, there's a delicate balance between engaging the community, getting the information we need, and getting it into the plan. We do understand and want you to know that we have your best interest at heart. We know that this plan is critical to future grants and opportunities. So we're pedaling as fast as we can to get it into place, getting all the feedback. We've got almost everything we need from the mitigation side, feedback from the jurisdictions, and we're on track. So that was our recap today. Do you have any questions or comments about the process or the program so far?
You said submitted by January 1?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know a few years ago we was in a bind with it. Remember that?
Oh, very well.
Yeah, so David helped us out quite a bit on it.
So you know.
Oh, it's about the fourth, fifth one, I think.
There's always a little pressure, a little conversation about how much engagement, how much not, just getting it done.
I think ours is out of date.
Yeah.
Yeah, ours started in 18.
We applied for something and we couldn't get it because we wasn't in compliance.
Well, they dropped it in October.
Yeah.
And we were in a bind, so
yes.
We had to double clutch and get it done, and get it rewritten and submitted. It was submitted in January.
Yes. So he helped us out of quite a bind.
We know, we're doing it. So just reassuring you and giving you a quick update on that.
So we all know what this is. Can you briefly describe to the audience what the hazard mitigation plan is? I mean, in layman's terms, don't get too deep.
Sure. I'll go overboard. It's a comprehensive plan that identifies all potential hazards and risks and mitigation for those risks in a community as best we can, using past experiences, past occurrences and actions, remediation efforts, and so forth, in a comprehensive plan that is then submitted to FEMA, who reviews and tracks, which we have not as much control over their review process, so it's important to get it in a timely manner. They're good for 5 years, and so we try to plan ahead. Sometimes that slips up, but with the communities, it's necessary for future grant opportunities. Many grants require, not a suggestion, a requirement that this plan is approved, active, and in place.
CP.
And just a little bit more, it's not the emergency management plan for the county. This is the hazard mitigation plan
CP.
For the county, and it is more important to FEMA for future funding for hazard mitigation grant programs. Also, it is looked to by the National Forest Service if the county so chooses to apply for Forest Service funds, that there has to be either a hazard mitigation plan or a community wildfire plan in place. So it is becoming more of a thing at the national level that there has to be a, whatever you're applying for grant funds has to be in some type of plan, and they're very specific at the national level what plans they want to see it in. So the county is doing its due diligence, was able to get a grant from GLO
transfer switches.
That was no cost to the taxpayers, it was 0% match, and $100,000 for the plan.
Item 21, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the purchase of cooperative two commercial washer and two commercial dryer for the jail out of the ARPA money that was previously designated to house for repairs. So we had put $1 million into a fund and repair the courthouse, the basement, specifically the water intruding into the basement. And we're not going to have time to do that, so we've decided to use this money that would benefit the rest of the county. And instead of letting money go back, we have to use the money. So this is what we've decided. One of the things that the judge and I and the auditor, we sat down last week and we throw some things at the wall to see what would stick, and we think that the washer and dryer is something that we need in the jail, and that's why we're here talking about it today.
I think the jail washer and dryer is about 18 years old, you told me, DP?
Yeah.
And
that's
it's obsolete, it's out of date, you can't get parts for it. So I think that'd be money well spent there.
There's three bids that I presented to you. They're not on the cooperative, but they're three bids that we went out because Brianna said because of the price of the less than $50,000, we just needed three bids. I gave you three bids there. The latest one that we got this morning, which is the best bid of the $36,000. So that's within our $40,000.
Have you seen what they're bidding?
One of them is 49.
No,
No, come look.
No, I'm talking about the equipment. We didn't want to buy something that's...
The last one is an updated quote of your $36,000 from Speedline or Sky, whatever that one was.
Skyline
Equipment. He gave me a new one this morning.
No, we
the other one was out of date.
I'm just talking about the washer and the dryer. It's what we've got over there. We're not buying electric. We've got gas.
Look at that.
I don't know. Well, I didn't mean to take your thunder, but you go right ahead.
No, sir. I am totally okay with you taking all the thunder. So what Jerry handed you was the list of the current ARPA projects and what's been funded. So you've got what was budgeted, expended, remaining, and obligated and unobligated. And in that unobligated funds, the county has until the end of the year to either obligate or spend these funds. And we would like to see you spend those funds.
I don't see nothing at Precinct 2 on here, though.
You spent your money?
I wouldn't go there.
Okay, so the judge, the auditor, Commissioner Tuno, I think maybe Caroline attended, and Brianna from our office came over last week. And y'all talked about, and they talked about things that might be able to be spending. And so it needs to come to court because you're going to have to do, you need to amend your own budget to show that these monies are being spent on this as opposed to the courthouse because it was budgeted towards the courthouse previously. As far as ARPA is concerned, if you wanted to act on it today, that's up to y'all. You're fine as long as you're doing the quotes, you're under $50,000, you've met your requirement as far as the procurement is concerned.
So do you have the quotes?
No, I didn't give her.
I do not.
To make sure it's satisfactory, I mean, okay. I'm okay with you watching the washing machines in the dryer. I'll make the motion to use ARPA money to buy the washers and dryers for the deal at $36,770.00, even number, from Skyline Equipment. Is that what you need?
Yes, sir.
You
have the minutes
for that.
I'll second that.
I made the motion. Mr. Moore seconded. Any more comments or questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed, it passes 3-0. Okay. Move to item 22, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the purchase of 10 to 12 law enforcement vehicles via purchasing co-op, Byboard, HGAC, or TIPS out of the $1 million that we had designated to repair the courthouse. Same meeting, we like I said, we tossed some ideas around what would be the best, the money spent well, and I think we talked about cars for the Sheriff's Department. We had some quotes from Mr. Nash. Is it Captain? I'm not putting the title on it right. What is it? Sergeant?
Chief.
Mr. Nash.
Lieutenant.
Okay, that's
right. Lieutenant Nash had got us some quotes, and we really weren't sure what quotes we were looking at. But we do have a ballpark figure of $80,000 a car. You need one?
I got one.
Thank you.
These are pickups, huh?
Thank you.
Are these pickups?
Yes, sir.
Four-wheel drive pickups, again?
So the top loads, they're all gone.
Tyler's gone, the ones you brought to the
yes.
May I ask who you've been talking to?
His name's Ben Caldwell.
Those are
I went to Tyler here last month, and I talked to a unit system guy that buys all for Tyler County, and he told me that they buy a lot of theirs out of Richards, and then when they get them, they take them to Louisiana and have them rigged out. I don't know if you're aware of a place in Louisiana that have them rigged out.
There's multiple upfitters. There's Cap Fleet, there's Defender Supply near Dallas. We use Emergency Fleet Services.
He was telling me the best price he got on having them rigged out, strapping the thing, was out of Louisiana, and it was the fastest on the return. But he said they had a bunch of these Tahoes. He said they was paying, by the time they got them rigged out, ready to go, they was paying $80,000 a piece for the Tahoes, the 2024s.
Yeah, the trucks here, I think with everything rigged out, I'm looking at about $77,000.
Yeah, that's around the ballpark, but he was telling me on the Tahoes that that's what they just purchased them for.
Yeah, everyone I've talked to, I've called Dallas. They might have one here, one there, and it's either black or it's some off color. Trying to keep it white or something similar, kind of be uniformed. The Tahoes that we were looking at, he had 48 of them a couple months ago. They're all gone. He has 20 white Chevy pickups and then 20 black ones, but that was about 2 weeks ago. So as we keep going, you know, people are going by them. So other than that, if a Tahoe, anything like that, you have to send them a letter of intent to purchase to the dealership. And they will send that to GM saying, okay, we're allotting San Jacinto County 6 or 8 cars. They build them, and those VINs are for us.
Sure.
And when they come in, we'll go pick them up.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they want a PO and everything.
Sure.
You know,
when you order them.
On however many you order.
Yeah, when you order
them. But you're not looking to get those until about April of 2025.
Well, the last ones we ordered, it took, 6-8 months before you got those.
Yeah, COVID messed stuff up, the supply chain issues. It's starting to get a little better, but a lot of the big departments, they have money and they're just...
I just personally, I'm not a big fan of the pickups being police vehicles. I think they need to be the Tahoes. I mean, the state of Texas, you know, I don't know how many cars Mr. King they buy a year, but everyone they're buying now is Tahoes.
I don't know where they're getting them from.
And I don't know either.
And usually the ones that have the more money, they're going to jump to the front of the line.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they do stuff with a fleet deal, with like Enterprise. I don't know what they do.
I have no idea.
Yes, their own fleet.
But I think that we can buy them Tahoes for the same money as we can buy these pickups.
Everyone I've called, they don't have any Tahoes on the ground.
I talked to a guy in Richards. He had a few.
What? I mean?
I got it wrote down in my office.
If you got his info, that'd be great. But
I got it wrote down in my office. I mean, if we could buy 2 here, 2 there, 3 here, you know, just whatever we got to do. You know, whatever we got to do. The reason I'm saying about the pickups is
these are pursuit rated trucks too, so they have the suspension. Yeah, they are full of drive.
Sure,
they're lifted with the skid plates and stuff.
The heavy duty brake system lowered to the ground.
They have the same wheels as the Tahoe.
That's right.
Brake system.
But the only thing is, a full wheel drive, so man, that just puts a sour taste in my mouth.
Well, why don't we just table this until next quarter?
We got to buy a car. We're buying cars.
Find some somewhere.
We've got the money. I mean, it's not like we're going. We're spending the money on cars. You know, we've got to spend the money, and so it's going to be on cars. That's what we got to do with this money.
But we have to have it obligated by
the first of the year. By the first of the year.
Can I make a suggestion? If y'all would allow, if you want to specify that it's Tahoes, if you would allow that it not to exceed a certain number,
whether that's 80 or whether that's 85, so that we can start working with the Sheriff's Department and the buy board or whatever purchasing cooperative you would like to go through to go ahead and get the process started. That would be enough for us to get this moving as far as getting it obligated. All it has to be is obligated.
I just know with the man at Tyler County, I looked at the Tahoes. I know what he told me they got in them. They had $80,000 in them. By the time they got them, by the time they had them strapped, by the time they had all the lights put on them, they had $80,000 in them. That's what he told me. And I'll be happy to give you his phone number. I mean you could maybe call him. Maybe he could, because they buy a lot more than we do. You know, they buy. But they didn't buy but 8 this time, because I looked at all of them.
We'll just need to be careful to make sure that it's gone through some purchasing process so that it covers the procurement, because this is federal funds. So we can't just go buy it from somebody.
Yeah, this is, and that's the thing, everything has been off of the buy board, so I don't know.
We looked at tips.
That's the way they do too, they same thing. Also. You probably deal with Tyler County.
I haven't. She had just done one. She had the information from Tyler.
Jasper.
What?
Jasper, but I think it was Richard.
It was Richard.
Yeah,
that's what he told me.
That was through tips.
And it can be any of them, any of the purchasing cooperatives.
You can call Jackie over there, Tyler, at the auditor's office. She can give you all the information.
Yeah, they're nice. They was very nice over there to me. No, but this money's being spent on cars. There's no doubt about it. The money's got to be spent on these cars.
Maybe not the whole $1 million, but a lot of it.
Probably $400,000 or $500,000 at least, I'd venture to say.
So you're wanting us to tell you today how many to go try and buy?
And the price to not exceed, yes.
Is there something y'all willing to do without the rest of the court here?
I'm willing to spend $500,000. I'd buy probably, what?
Let's, if they're 50 grand a piece, that's...
Well, you're talking $80,000.
Huh?
You're talking 80.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you got to count your accessories, too, in
that's
here.
Four.
Maybe.
Huh?
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Didn't we just apply for the Sheffield 22 money? And it was applied to buy cars?
Well, it's in there as a proposed, yes.
So, I mean, why couldn't we outfit them with the Sheffield 22 money? Get them bought with this?
Or depend on if that was qualified safety equipment. I'm sure it would.
It says we'll have to look at the wording of.
That was kind of odd to begin with.
We were going to buy the cars, but I don't know about equipping them.
Well, what good would they be if they're not equipped?
That's what I was going to say. I don't know if we can buy the cars and then equip them.
Yeah.
Unless you did it as a whole package.
And you're thinking the Tahoes was how much? I just talked to man talk. 60? Without being
the
really
last
good.
Guy that I talked to, you're looking at, he was like 50 on a Tahoe.
50?
Yeah, I think it was a 23.
Well, that's 10 of them. That'd be 500,000.
But that's not fully equipped.
No. But that's what they're saying, some of that Senate 22 money could be used to rig them out, right?
That was my idea. We've applied, Fritz has applied to use the Senate Bill 22 to buy cars. And I'm saying we buy the cars with this money and then
bring them out with that
22,
money.
Senate Bill 22.
Well, you'd have to take the SB 22 money and make sure that it would qualify as the safety equipment to rig them out.
Well, let's just buy $500,000 of cars right now. Let's go and do that. That's 9 cars at 52,000, wouldn't it? At 5-9.
9 pickups, 9 of these pickups?
No, 9 Tahoes.
Well, he don't know we can get Tahoes.
Well, I'm telling you, you can get them. You can get them. You can get them. I promise you can get them. Mr. Nash, I'll help you. You know, you can...
I mean, I've spent a lot of time on this.
I don't doubt you have.
Every time I come here, it's like, well, this guy can do it. I haven't met anybody. I've called a lot.
I'm not doubting you. I'm not doubting you. But I'll I'll say I'm not going to vote about four-wheel drive. Nothing four-wheel drives. I won't vote for it. And that's my opinion, solely my opinion, because I got them. I own them, and I know what it takes to maintenance them.
So did they have anything other than four-wheel drive? You check.
If you want a Tahoe two-wheel drive, you got to do a 25, and it's going to be probably April before they're on the ground, and then you got to get it upfitted.
Sure.
It's going to be another 6 to 8 weeks or longer. So you're talking May next year before you see cars. We need cars now.
Aren't y'all still using those Enterprise lease vehicles?
Sir?
Aren't they still using the Enterprise?
CID.
I'm sorry, David, I didn't hear you.
They're still using the Enterprise lease vehicles now?
Yes, sir.
So it's not like going to be without cars.
Well, that's CID. That's not marked patrol units. That they do us no good on patrol.
No, I agree.
And that's where we need
them. I agree.
Okay.
I agree. They don't need to be on patrol because they're not police package vehicles.
Well, they don't even have lights in them.
Oh, I know. No stripe, no nothing. So. I agree with you.
So they need permission. They want us to change the amount of money that's going to the courthouse to buy cars and how many cars.
Basically, you're looking at spending, you're asking to obligate $500,000 for vehicles, okay, not four-wheel drive.
Yeah, that's all.
He don't think he can find
it. I mean, if he's got a number to somebody, I don't mind calling, but when I call him, I need to be able to have the authority to tell him, hold that for me, I'm getting you a PO so we can go buy it. And if we need to go get them one at a time, if we can find them like that. But this back and forth, well, I'm looking at three. Well, I got to go next week and get it approved. And then by that time, they're already bought or they're gone.
See, that's the problem. The problem I'm getting into is with the Senate Bill 22 money, you're not going to have that till after the first of the year. So if you buy a new car for the first year, you're not going to have the Senate Bill money to bring it out.
Well, if he holds his deal and says he wants Tahoes and they got to order them, you're not going to have them until April.
That's what I'm saying. You're not really losing anything doing it that way. Just time.
But that would classify for the money. We would have it under contract. It would be ordered. I mean, if that is truly something you're going to stick to your guns with. My personal opinion is I would say try to find the cars and come back to next court. And if we find 10 that's not four-wheel drive, then we'll buy them in. If y'all not willing to do something now.
Well, and that would, by setting a cap with that in the motion, then he would be able to do that.
Or we could go ahead and say $500,000 for 10 cars. Or if that's going to get 9.
Sorry,
maybe less than that if you get Tahoes.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead, I'm listening. I'm trying to get that phone over.
Would you consider doing up to 10 cars with up to 500,000? That gives you the option to have the ability to get the cars under. And that way you'd have it.
That's fine.
You would have to come back to court.
That's what I was saying. Just make a cap on there, 500,000, not four-wheel drive vehicles, and see what they got.
And then what about the outfit? I guess you'll have to come to us if you find 6 Tahoes or 6 pickups to buy. You have to come to us and get permission to go and get them outfitted out.
Just make sure that we have the procurement, and if it's not through Bible or on the
Yeah, the operators are going to have to meet the bid requirements.
We still have to do the procurement for the cars through purchasing the property as well. Okay. As it's federal funds, it has to, we either have to bid it out or we have to do
Blackwoods.
Purchasing
for
it. Purchasing.
Yeah, he'll be, if he doesn't bid it out, I'm sure CFR, he'll need three quotes, correct?
That's correct. No.
No, only if it's under
50. Two cars are over the amount of money, so we've got to.
If it's over 50, you've got to go through.
Even if it's per car.
I know two CFRs on there. You're looking about 20 grand per car, per vehicle.
Right. If we were just buying one, yes, but when you're buying multiples that way, it's seen as, we should do it through a purchasing cooperative.
Police package.
Police package.
I'll second that.
All right, I've got a motion by Commissioner Brandon. And the motion is to spend up to $500,000 of the ARPA money that was previously designated to courthouse repairs to buy police patrol cars. We're not saying Tahoe's, we're not saying pickups, we're just saying not four-wheel drive, and they have to be police package.
Sure.
Any other comments or questions? All those four, raise your hand.
Aye.
Say aye. Passes 3-0. I guess, Judy, that's what you need, right?
Yes, sir. Now,
so it's $536,770 spent.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We got a little bit more to spend, so we need y'all to keep thinking.
So what's the total of $1.2 million or something?
Right now, if you only did 500, we were calculating at 750. So that means 250 more. So we had said 466 left you had to obligate or spend, not counting the things that we've already identified that we think will all get spent by the end of the year. 466 plus 250, so that's a little over $700,000 that you need to obligate still or spend.
Well, if we get the vehicles, we've got to rig them out.
You are correct.
So we're talking about if there is 10, then that's another $225,000. So that would be around the 750 that we figured to begin with.
Then that leaves you about 466. Now, we don't have anything on the agenda today for you to move to act on, but you guys need to be thinking about it. And we need to have something on the next agenda.
I thought they were going to use the ARPA money.
Huh? Sir?
Is that the ARPA money you're talking about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's that, 750 for the ARPA money?
Right now, we've got about 466.
Oh.
We're saying that we want, that was an idea to use the Senate Bill 22 money.
Yeah. I said. But there's 750 left.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. That's all I got.
All right. Get all that figured out. Item 23, consideration discussion on the county's GLO mitigation method of distribution grant application.
You don't need to do anything with this today other than I wanted to be here to give you a report on it. And if you want to fuss at me, I'm here to do that too. So.
Move any faster if we fuss at you?
No, because I take it personally right now before you fuss. But here's the thing. We have been moved to surveys. Commissioner Brandon will back me up on this. We were trying to show GLO that the roads that we were working on were serving more than the people that just live on them. And GLO just could not get their hands wrapped around that.
Imagine that.
So. Yeah. We stopped trying and said, fine, we'll just do the surveys. We have finished up the surveys. They've all but one tabular summary that will go to the judge's office today has been sent to the judge's office for signatures. That's the summary of the surveys. they will be uploaded into GLO, and it's moving forward with all surveys. So the stopping point was trying to get them to understand scissors, sharp block bricks. It's like, how long do you stop bludgeoning your head against the bricks and you just go, fine, we'll do it this way. So they've gone, they will be in by the end of this week. Hopefully there will not be any more requests for information, and hopefully it'll move into contract. But that's where it's at right now.
If that happens, when are we looking for
funding?
Going out to bid?
Do you have a time?
Date you're looking for? Easter?
Let's talk about that. So once the GLO team that's overseeing the applications approves it and sends it to contract, contract takes about 2 months to get contract out to the county. Once you have that contract, we will have already been working on the environmental. And then once the environmental clears and the plans and specs are approved, then you can go out to bid. There's nothing to say that as plans and specs are approved for each site or sites in general together, that you couldn't go out and bid in packages. Mm-hmm. So then that falls then on the engineer as far as how long it's going to take them to get the plans and specs ready. I would tell you that and I know that I could get skewered, but you can give them my number. I have several folks call already. That it's we're probably looking to go out to bid probably May or June of next year.
Oh, God. Yeah.
One of the things that has to change, it's going to be a modification. We've done the engineering.
Right.
You know, okay, LJ did all that.
Yeah, 6 years ago.
So they have to go in there and update the cost.
So here's a couple questions I have. So how many named disaster counties have been funded so far?
I don't have a number for that. I can tell you the ones that have been funded easily were the ones that were low to moderate income that were doing either, if it was a citywide project and it was low to moderate by census, those move forward. Counties, and there are a few that were low to moderate income that were doing a countywide benefit, such as a shelter, those move forward. The rest of them are having to go through surveying process.
Okay, and the second thing is, you know, we got a bid 6 years ago on what it was going to cost to do this. Are they going to give us more money to override what the inflation's went up?
No. Good question. However, LJA has been updating those cost estimates with GLO, and so the cost estimates that are in the application are current.
Okay.
They're not from 6 years ago.
Okay. That's where I was getting at. Okay.
So correct me.
So we won't have enough money. Hold on, let me finish. We won't have enough money to even do the projects we started 6 years ago.
I have to go back and look at the 6 years ago projects, but we should have enough money for what's in the current applications. And that, just to kind of go over what's in surveys, that's Robin Creek, Horseshoe, Canola Lake, Blackberry, Saddle Stage, Rocky Creek, Lakeview Estates, Flowing Wells, Donahoe.
Flowing Wells. That's what I'm talking about. I don't think they'll even have enough money at the inflation cost to fix it.
Dabney Bottom and Lily Yeager are the other two.
So the other projects are on, they're already been approved?
Everything but Lily Yeager and Dabney have gone through the RFI process, yes, sir.
That's where we're at, right?
So you didn't list quite all of them.
Those are the ones that needed to be uploaded.
Okay. So there are some that's already been uploaded.
Yes,
and that was my question. I was talking to David and tried to talk to Jill a while back to find out where we were. And I think Tony Tapp was the only road that was holding us up in the last.
It wasn't Tony Tapp.
No, it was
Lower Van. And we did that one on our own.
Yeah.
To get to solve that quagmire so we could do two things. One, to put that money back in the pot,
yeah.
and which helped overall. And to go and get that one off the list so we didn't have to go back and do surveys.
Yeah.
Only.
The other good news, if there's good news, is we've had several bid openings in the last 6 months and on drainage type projects and road projects, and they've come in well within the money.
Good.
I can't make you that promise on this one.
I just hope so.
But we've seen a drastic reduction in bids that are coming in, which is a wonderful thing because it makes, lets us do more work.
Well, I'll assure you, you know one of them that is wearing me out every day. And that's why I'm so adamant about it.
And when we get to the point of you actually...
2 o'clock in the morning phone calls.
And they're hour long. I
know. I agree with you. I promise you, I agree with you.
How? But saying that, y'all can prioritize us going out to bid and packaging that, Sherry, as we move forward here in the next couple of months. If you have, obviously you do.
Let's
have
start.
Some areas you'd like I only to got, prioritize.
I got one project that really, that's all I got, flowing wells. That's all I got on there.
We'll do all of them.
I got one.
We can prioritize which ones go out to bid.
I have an idea. Let's go from 4 to 3 to 2 to 1 this time. Don't start at 1 and go to 4 because I'm always last.
Yes, sir.
When you get the most money, you need to be last. Let's start at 2.
We'll come back and talk to you about it. Okay.
Question for you.
All right. Hold on a minute, Dave. Hold on before you ask your question. If we don't start at 2 first, I'm going to give someone your phone number. And you ask her how bad it is, or ask David how bad that phone call is.
Oh, I already know who you're talking about. I get them to. This reallocation is coming up.
Yes, the DRRP.
Okay. Could we possibly, if there is any shortfall, apply for that to make up any difference because of the 6-year lag? That was my question.
Sure.
Yes, it's possible, and I'm glad. I know it's not really on the agenda, but they're having a meet. They're having a webinar on Monday about it, and I'll bring you guys back the information. They're doing it in a very short period of time. It's only got 6 weeks from the time they do the webinar that y'all can do the application, if you will. They're doing it the way Texas Department of Agriculture should start going. You got your scoring. You send it in. You say I can make a 10% match of up to $20 million. You can decide on what that amount is, but the rest of it's all census data, or how many times you've been presidentially declared, what your social vulnerability index is. Not enough coffee this morning. There's a couple of they're just hard numbers. They're not a grant application, and they're going to say basically, can you make the 10% match? I think they might ask for a resolution for that. They'll say on the Monday call, we'll let you know what that information is and whether you want to apply or not. But y'all have to do it. If they select the project to go forward, then you do procurement for engineering and administration.
Well, at least it'll give us a time frame that maybe we can tell these folks, you know, it's coming on, you know, and that helps out a lot. It really does.
Well, it becomes a little more hard and fast and tangible.
Yeah, it gets a few of them off of you. Not all of them.
Now, one of the things, this goes back to the original deal we was talking about earlier in the night on your mitigation action plan. This is why you have that mitigation action plan, because without it, you don't get these.
It makes it much harder, yes, sir.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because all these things we have to come up with are in that plan, because you've got a 5-year window that you have to go out and project what those things are going to be.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for not meeting me up too hard.
Thank you.
And well, we're good. We need to
move forward.
And we'll be back to talk to you about the prioritization with the engineer in the very near future.
On LJA?
Yes, sir. That's who's on this project.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
LJA is who's on this project.
Oh, yeah, I talk to Brian and Mick about once a week.
Just keep talking to him.
I do.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
No action on 23.
Thanks for the update. Really, thank you. Is that any question?
I believe we have an item to discuss in executive session. We've got our attorney here. I believe section 551.073, consult with the attorney regarding pending contemplation, litigation about settlement offers.
It's 10:15.
10:15, the district County Purchase Terminal at 10:15. We're going to executive session. And the other one would be Section 551-0725, deliberations regarding contract being negotiated.
Oh, Lord.
All right, it's 11:01, and we're out of executive session, back in the regular session. We did discuss with our attorney, and there is no action to be taken from executive session. We will move to number 15. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve invoices over 500 to be paid to the Sheriff's Department. I think we have two invoices in there.
There's actually three.
Was it three?
The third one, yes.
So we're not asking for the entire rest of the year. We're asking for these three invoices.
Yes, sir.
And, King, I would like to point out that it's not, I'm trying to say this in a polite way. It's not spend the money and then get permission. It's permission and then spend the money. Right?
I am.
On the $500. I'm just saying it's not all. I mean, on the $500.
Yeah, we haven't done anything since
I'm just saying.
And we know on a daily, you know, like I said earlier, we know on a daily activity, the gas bills and stuff like normal bills. We understand that. We totally understand that.
So, on 15, do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Second. I have a motion by Commissioner Morris, a second by Commissioner Brandon to approve the three invoices to be paid for the Sheriff's Department. All those in favor say aye. Raise your hand.
Aye.
Passes 3-0. Book 16, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the Quantum IT Group MSRP proposal with the Sheriff's Department. There's going to be no action on that item, right?
No.
So we're going to table 16 until next court. Margie's going to get with him, I believe.
Yes.
All right, we move to number 6, consider approval of claims. Just bills. I got a copy of it somewhere.
Mr. King, how many inmates do we have in housing anywhere? Do you remember off the top of your head? Just
today, I don't know off the top of my head, but it's about 38.
Are the ladies still over there? We got some ladies still over there?
Yes.
We still got three? Or?
Yes, three
okay.
Over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
They've not billed us at all.
Oh, wow.
For the ladies.
Maybe they're feeling sorry for us.
They may be.
Sounded good.
Now,
don't
the
worry.
Other
don't worry. We'll get it.
I'm just letting y'all know.
Don't worry. We'll get it.
So, are all these bills, any of them from last year? I guess they're all from last year, right?
There's one. You have one that is marked for
23-24,
and then you have one that's
24-25. Yep.
For inmate housing?
Yep.
For inmate housing, all of that's for September.
Ms. King, did you hear that Friday they'll be through with the jail roof?
Sir?
Friday they'll be through with the roof on the jail. The 22nd, the transfer switches will be in, and the inspector for the roof will be here Thursday after that, Mark, right?
Yes.
To inspect the roof, and then I guess in the jail commission will have to come.
We'll schedule them to come in as soon as that part's done.
Yeah.
So, why wouldn't you schedule them now? And have a list if there is going to be something that maintenance can be working on. I mean, is there any way to do that?
I would love to get the jail commission with DP and let them walk through that jail and make sure there's
all right,
Then we're raring and ready to go, man.
We're waiting until the transfer switch is here, and then we think everything's good. They come in and have five or six more things, and we're going to be waiting a little longer.
Yeah.
But that's what I would like to see.
Me too. Because I know y'all want it open as bad as we do. I know it's a burden on y'all.
Well, then it'd give time for DP to come up with a punch list.
That's what I said.
Fix everything.
Yeah.
And he needs to be involved in that process.
Yes, I agree with that. I've been agreeing with that.
Commissioner, where'd you spend all that money on?
Me?
Him.
Who? Me? Oh, three.
No, that was mine for the, that was my, I kept saying I was using that stuff to finish up at the end of the year that we pushed back from the floods.
You did?
That's what that is.
Hot mix, huh? Who legged your hot mix? Bird? Smith?
Bird.
Bird? Mm-hmm. Did he not bid us? I didn't see him in our material bid.
He said he did.
He did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he bid?
I'm almost positive he did.
I haven't seen his material bid, so I could tell
you. Did he bid the hot mix, laying down hot mix again, too?
If he bid, he probably bid that, too.
He wasn't. He wasn't here last call.
Okay, I'll get you one.
Okay.
Well,
just
give me
email.
A couple days.
Just well, when your email gets back.
He's right there.
Because right now it wouldn't come through anyway.
Oh yeah, he's got us all blocked.
Well, I don't. My
server. Oh, I'm right. Well,
since the night you
made
it,
yeah.
More money than you.
I got a motion to pay the bills?
Yes, I make that motion to pay the bills.
Second? Yeah, I got a second to pay the bills, Commissioner?
Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Morris, a second by Commissioner Brandon to approve the bills. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Passes 3-0.
Thank you.
No budget amendments, right?
Not yet, no.
No minutes?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Yeah.
No report. So, anything
that's
else that
true.
I left out? Have y'all anybody told a mistake?
That's not true.
You know he's going to sign where it says precinct 4.
She made a fraudulent statement.
No, he's not here.
He's pretending. I will put it down where he signs.
He's probably not doing that right anyway.
Probably not, but.
I got a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Second.
A motion by Commissioner Morris, second by Commissioner Brandon. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank y'all.